Chapter 7, let me get to where I'm supposed to be, and then we will get started. And what this is going to be our first parable for this evening. The very first parable in this particular study. Okay? Let me go ahead and read the text, and I will have another word of prayer. It says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these words, these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man that built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened to a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his" what? Doctrine. What's doctrine mean again? Bible teaching. They were astonished at his Bible teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Now, this particular text, it's popular. It should be very popular to everybody here. You remember in Vacation Bible School, the wise man built his house upon a rock and so on. You remember that message? But it's something that little kids used to do all the time, which is really good because I still remember it from when I was a little boy. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. And that's we've used it forever. We used to use it, like I said, Vacation Bible School. We used it in Sunday school. And it's important to have in the text. But it's got a little bit deeper teaching in it, too. So that's what we're going to focus on tonight is just verse 24 through verse 29. Really, when you're looking at the text here on this very first parable that we're going to be looking at, there's two types of people. And really, that is pretty much the bottom line of things. There's two types of people. Those who build their house or build themselves upon the sand, and those who are foolish people, and they build their house on the rock, build their house on the rock, build their house on the sand. And someone that builds their house on the rock is on the proper ground. But those that build their life on the sand, they're not going to last. So that's the only two types of people they are. You say, "Well, Jeff, that sounds so easy." It is. That's why it's in here. It's an easy thing to look at because people in many cases, they don't pay any attention to spiritual things. The most important thing in the world is to have eternal life and to have a home in heaven. That's the most important thing there is. There's nothing any more important than that. So what this text does is it shows you two different types of people on the earth. One, as we've already mentioned, one is wise. One is what? One is wise and the other is foolish. Wise and foolish. Two types of people in the whole. See, we're kind of making it easy, ain't we? Two types of people. Those that are wise and those that are foolish. House on the sand, foolish. House on the rock, it stands. Not foolish. Okay, so there's two types of people. It says in verse 24, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these things," and what do? "They doeth them." And that's what God's people do. God's people seek to obey the scriptures. That's one of the differences between saved and lost people. whenever you're born again and you've trusted Jesus as your Savior, you want to conduct yourself and you want to live in such a way as to bring glory, honor, and praise to your Lord. You want to do that. And that person is described here in verse 24. Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine. He's talking about the scriptures. He's just got through with the Sermon on the Mount. And he's called these sayings of mine and doeth them. I'll liken him to a wise man that built his house on a rock. What are you building your house on? I think that's an important thing to ask people. What are you building your house on? What's the main things in your life? What's the top priority in your life? What are you living for? All of this is contained in this particular text of Scripture. The wise and foolish builders. He says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. Not only just hear them, but to do them. That's what he wants you to do. Many commands. Of course, the greatest command would be to trust the gospel, wouldn't it? That'd be the greatest command, is to trust the gospel. But it's important that God's people mind the Lord after that they're born again. And that's what we seek to do. We seek to please Him. We seek to do what He says. Why do we do that for? Well, because we love Him. And we should mind the Lord in what we do. Once you get saved, it's not over. I mean, you're saved and you're going to have eternal life. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is, there's a life to live after that you're born again. There's a life to live. And that's what we are supposed to do. We serve Him now that we're saved all of our days. That's what it's all about. Sometimes what happens with people after they make professions of faith, sometimes what they do is they don't follow up with their service. They don't follow up with their service. They get sidetracked on a lot of different other things, which is not good. So we want to build our house on the what again? On the rock. It has to be a rock foundation, and that's a picture of Jesus. And He's our rock, isn't He? He's the one that saved us. He's the one that keeps us. He's the one that justified us. He's the one. And this, you know, it's one of the things about this. This is a deeper text than you think. But we think of it usually as a wise man built his house upon the sand for the kids, remember? But even little kids can get from that. Even when we do that in vacation Bible school, they'd learn about the wise man building his house up on a rock, and the foolish man building his house on the sand. And he made a song out of it for Vacation Bible School. And it shows the importance of learning from the young and from the older. So, you're either a wise man or you're a foolish man. I should have probably said person, shouldn't I? You're either a wise person or a foolish person. Either one. And how does a person get wise? The beginning of wisdom is the knowledge of the Lord. That's where true wisdom's at. It bothers me so bad at the numbers of people that don't know Christ. That's never trusted Christ. There's a lot of people who go to church that's never trusted Christ. They've heard it, but at the same time, they've never trusted it. I've been through that I don't know how many times before. Maybe I knew somebody, maybe it's somebody I worked with, or maybe it's somebody I went to school with, and you know, they knew me. And I went to them, and, you know, I said, well, I'll come up to talk to you about the Lord. And I'd say, are you saved? And they'd say, no. No, uh-uh. I'd say, well, you're not ready to go. You're not ready at all. You need to get yourself ready, and you need to be wise and trust Christ as your Savior. It's not wise to know about Jesus and then not to trust Jesus. That's not, do you think it's wise? That's the most ridiculous thing that anybody could ever do. But a lot of people do it. They just don't ever trust Him. Is that wise or is that foolish? Yeah, that's why the rock is a picture of salvation in the text that we're looking at. The wise man built his house on the rock. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. And there's a great host of people, that's what they've done with their life. They haven't built on the rock. They've built on the what? On the sand. And the sand don't last. The sand don't last. It's a horrible thing. So this is a picture of people's lives. Two types of people. You're either on the rock and are wise, or you're on the sand and you're foolish. As you can put the whole world under that. And I hope tonight that you've trusted Him as your Savior. I hope that you have wisdom in your mind and you know that He died for you. I hope you make that the main thing in life. I got to do another funeral service. I've done a lot. I got to do another funeral service tomorrow. What matters tomorrow? What matters tomorrow? Were they saved? That's the bottom line of everything, isn't it? Was he saved or was they lost? Most of the time I don't know for some folks, but I'll go in and maybe talk to the director and I say, listen, did this man or this person they know the Lord? Did they trust Jesus? Well, I don't know. Well, that's what preaches the message of. Was this man saved or was this man lost? And that's what we look for. And that's what people, that's the greatest need of man is that. Is to be ready for that. A lot of lost people. You know, you think of this, the wise man built his house upon the rock and the foolish man built his house on the sand. Even a little child can understand that. And they love that song. It can even be taught to a little child. And they see the importance of salvation in it, I think. I really do. So, let me read on. So, to verse 24, therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and do, what's it say about the first guy? He does them. He's a doer. Book of James talks about being a doer of the word and not being a hearer only. Being a doer of the word. Living it. He says, and the wise man which built his house upon a rock. So that's the strong part. That's what it's supposed to look like. It says, and the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat against the house. Guess what didn't happen? It didn't fall down. It stayed up. You know why it was? It was founded on a rock. It was founded on the rock. We that are born again, we that have trusted Jesus Christ as our Savior, we're founded on the rock. Our rock is the Lord Jesus, isn't it? We got a foundation of Christ. We got a Jesus foundation. That's the greatest rock you can ever have. That's the greatest rock you can ever have. We've been founded on a rock. Now I'm born again. I got eternal life. Forever life. When I was a little boy, I'm telling you, hell scared me to death. It did. I mean, it paralyzed me. We'd get them old Baptist preachers in here and they'd pound that pulpit and they would preach. And they'd preach on hell. And I'm going to tell you something. They scared Jeff Arthur to death. But you know why it was? I believed in hell. And I also believed I wasn't ready. And it would paralyze me. What would happen if I died without Jesus? How horrible of a thing would that be? Mm-mm-mm. I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but this has happened to me before, where someone, I thought, I'm going to witness this fella. I'm going to witness this fella. And something came up. And I got busy doing something else. And when I went back around to get this particular man, this is at a later time, he had already died. And I never got to tell him about Jesus. Planned on doing it, but never got to. Makes you feel horrible. We all have family members that are lost. Right? We all have family members that are lost. And what we need to do is seek to reach him. We always think we got more time to do it. We got more time to do it. Not necessarily. You don't know when somebody's going to die. And you know something else you don't know? You don't know when Jesus is going to come either. So either way, you want to seek to reach people. Especially people in your family. You want to see them get saved. You want to see them know Jesus. Let me ask you a question tonight. If you've never trusted Jesus, do you ever plan on it? You ever plan on doing it? Man, you need to, since I've already showed you that you don't know when you're going to die, you always need to be ready by trusting Him. You know, the Bible says that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Do y'all believe it? If you call, you say, Lord, I want to be saved. I want to trust you as my Savior. He'll save you. You don't have to wait for a flashing light to go on or some kind of big miracle happen or anything. The Scripture says in Romans 10 and verse 13, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let me give you an example of it. 2,000 years ago when Jesus died on Calvary, there were two thieves, right? Jesus was in the middle and here was two thieves. Both of those men were thieves. And they were lost. And while they were there, of course, Jesus made seven statements from the cross. And it got to him, I think. I think the Spirit of God touched him in a mighty way. And one of the things he did, he said, Lord, I want you to remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said, today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. Could he save you the same way? Well, of course he could. But you got to trust him. There's a perfect example of how the Lord saves. Right, there's these, Jesus. He called on Jesus' name. And he said, this day, here's what Jesus told him, this day, thou shalt be with me in paradise. That's salvation by grace right there. Did that man deserve it? No, he didn't deserve it. Can I ask y'all a question? Do we deserve it? No, it's all by grace. If I got what I deserved, I'd slide right into hell. But he gave me his grace. Unmerited favor. And he saved my soul. And now, verse 25. Now I'm founded on a rock. Founded on a rock. And that rock is a good picture of Jesus. So, what we want tonight is everybody here to have a Jesus foundation. And how you get that is by trusting Him as your Savior. That thief on the cross did what? He called, didn't he? You know, the Scripture says, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You call, He'll save you. You ask Him to save you, He'll save you. Wash you clean and give you everlasting life. Now, let me move down. Verse 26. So we done look at the foundation of the rock. Everybody got the foundation of the rock right here in the text? That's the rock foundation. That's a picture of true salvation. That's the picture of salvation. It's a picture of it. The wise man in the text, is an example of someone that's saved. All right, now we're going to move to the next group, the next person, I should say. It says, remember, you might have this in your Bible. It says, the wise and the foolish builder. Now we're going to the foolish man. You can think about it from Vacation Bible School again. Wise man and the foolish man. You can see the little kids doing that all the time. But this isn't just like a little rhyme for kids. It's good for kids to use this. We use it in Vacation Bible School. But you know who's doing the preaching right here? Jesus is. Jesus is. He's showing the difference between a rock foundation and a foolish man that's on the sand. Has no stability. So let's go ahead and look at this man and we'll start to stop. I didn't say I was stopping. We'll start to stop. That sometimes takes a little bit. Are you ready now? Let's look at verse 26. We've done got the first man. The first man, he's called a wise man. He's on a rock. He's stable. He's got a wonderful future ahead. This man's got a wonderful future ahead of him. One of these days, this man on the rock's going to glory. Wonderful thing. But now we come to this man that, notice it says, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not. See, the man above, he did what the Lord told him to do. But the man down here on the sand, he heard him not. Everyone that hears these sayings of mine and doeth them not, she'll be likened to what kind of man? A foolish man. He's a fool. He's a fool. A foolish man is someone that doesn't have no desire to get saved. A foolish man is someone that puts it off. You ever talk to somebody that put it off? They plan on doing it one of these days, but they put it off. So, this man is a foolish man which built his house. And that's what he built his house on. You don't build your house on sand. Eventually, it's going to collapse. But he, instead of the rock, he went for the temporary, which was the sand. What happened to this man? It says, he's a foolish man which built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house. What happened to his house? It's this picture of his life, really. What happened to his house? It collapsed under the rain and the wind and everything, and it was destroyed. So what's the Lord telling us? There's two kinds of people. You got two kinds of people right here. The first one's on a rock and stable. The second one is on the sand, not stable, and foolish. That's two types of people in the world today. You can divide the whole world under these two. Under these two in this text, you can divide the whole world between the two. You're either foolish or you're wise. Wise in salvation. One or the other. And you can divide the whole world like that. Divide the whole world like that. Would you agree with me that I think most people are lost? Do you? Do you think most people are lost? I do too. But we have the message that we can share. We have the message, we can share it. We can share it through the internet. We can share it through the radio. We can share it in the church service. We can share it visits. People sometimes want to talk to you and talk about the Lord. Share it with them that way also. Important we do that. And everyone that heareth these things of mine and doeth them not shall be likened to a foolish man which built his house on the sand. Sad, ain't it? I don't know how many millions and millions of people would fit verse 25. Not on a rock. A foolish man that's not on a rock. A wise man that is on the rock. Two types of people in the world. What type of person are you? Are you on the rock tonight? Or are you on the sinking sand? You say, well, Jeff, that scares me. It should. It should scare you. Because you don't know when you're going to die. And you don't know when Jesus is going to come. That's why you need to be founded on the rock who is the Lord Jesus Christ. When you trust Him as Savior, you're on the rock. It says, and the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew. And beat upon that house and it fell. And notice what it says about it. Great was the fall of it. Mighty fall. Once it fell, it was over. Once it fell, it was over. Now let me read 28 and 29 and we'll stop. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings. See? When He ended these sayings, they were astonished at His. Timmy, what's He say? Doctrine. They were astonished at His what again? Doctrine. What's doctrine mean again? Bible teaching. They were astonished at His teaching. Now, I look at that and that don't look too deep to me, does it you? But it needed teaching, and Jesus is the one that was the preacher right here. He showed you two different types of people, too. Wise. Two types of people in the world. Wise or foolish. Which one are you? What's the word doctor mean again? Bible teaching. He taught them as one. He taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. I don't think anybody could ever teach like Jesus could. You talk about power. It would have really been something to see. So, what do we do as Christians now? We seek to give people the information. We seek to give them the information. Wise or foolish? All God's people said, let's all stand. Thank you for coming tonight. Good to see all of you.